Mason just stinks in the red zone. Blake Snell, he stinks. We're going to get to some Niners talk, fo show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We are talking sports and giving out parental advice to Carter. I shared it with him, one of my secrets, Steiny. You tell me if you have any you can share with us. But when the little kids and I was babysitting would get on your nerves, say, let's go on a little field trip, put them in the car, hit a corner or two, they be asleep, and then you come right back home.
That works
for
some kids.
Watch first take while they're asleep.
That works for some kids.
There you go. Evan will find out. You got any secrets?
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
I don't have any secrets.
Like when you babysat, it was just you and the kids.
I wouldn't think of myself as so self-important to give parenting advice. Look, the bottom line is this. You can't recreate having a baby. You can't work on being prepared. You have no idea what to expect. Everybody must
experience it for themselves. You can't.
Okay, but yeah. Carter just had a baby. I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to give him advice, quite frankly. Every baby's different. Every parenting situation is different.
All right.
And who would I be to tell Carter, oh, do it this way?
Well, I didn't say it like that.
I'm a little different than you.
You have three daughters.
No doubt.
He has one daughter.
Right. And he must experience.
There's nothing that you learned from your three experiences that you could not tell him what to do.
My man, Evan.
But just impart a bit of advice.
Wow. Evan.
Okay.
Profound.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't be judgmental.
You're right. Follow your gut. That's what I would do. Just follow your gut. Because you can't prepare for it. Every experience is like your first play as a rookie.
Right.
So you have a million of them. So I can't tell somebody, hey, here's what it's going to be like your rookie year. And it's going to be, no, you just.
But when you get to your third daughter, you're a veteran now. You logged so many innings.
Right.
Tell me what it's like when bases loaded, no out. No. And my fastball, you know, come on, man.
You're like the Draymond of parenting.
But no. My advice may not work for him.
And that's.
I would say something like, dude, just, you know, don't sweat it. Go with the flow. But if he's uptight and he sweats it, you can be successful that way too.
Successful. I love it.
I mean, I believe you can give advice on parenting, but
you don't give it like do it. No doubt.
You gotta go through it.
But Steiny, worst season. You got three, I got three. That's six.
Yeah.
I feel like I could, you know, I'm not saying take it to the bank, but.
Well, I don't know what I would say, though. Like I wouldn't say, don't let the baby sleep in the bed.
And that's what we just talked about it when you left, Carter and I couldn't do it.
I've seen success stories on both sides. I wouldn't presume to say don't do that. We broke a lot of rules in parenting,
I
couldn't be more proud after 26 years. So I just wouldn't. Oh, like, I'm not an expert on parenting.
I hear you.
How about this? Do the best you can. How about that?
No, I don't.
Does that count?
I don't. I would like an OG to give me a little more than that.
All right. How about you'll be fine.
Now, what if they're just crying? Did you have a secret? I would turn on the music. They did dance. We're dancing.
You know, the one thing
you're crying's not that, and it would work.
You know, the one thing I would, if you're really, really, really dealing with a baby that's crying, I used to just put the baby in the crib, shut the door, and just take a 5 minute. I'd probably walk outside the house for 5 minutes and just gather.
CPS on line one.
If a baby's been crying for 38 minutes and you're getting frustrated, there's nothing wrong with putting the baby in a crib and walking out the door for 5 minutes. Knowing they're going to be crying. What are they going to be crying more? Crying more than they did for the last 38 minutes.
That's too funny.
It's about, like, this is the thing. If they're going to continue to cry unabated, but you are going to grow more frustrated with their crying, well, then you must put their crying on the back burner.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Because that's when trouble starts, when you get frustrated.
But you don't want to isolate them and close the door, though.
I said 5 minutes. Because what will happen is when you don't do stuff like that, that's when you do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you lose your temper with your baby. and God forbid anything else.
Yeah.
There's not, like, so I don't understand. You're holding a baby. She's crying like crazy.
Right.
You're getting frustrated,
no doubt.
But you're not allowed to put the baby down.
No, you can do what you want.
Well, I just told you what I would do.
Yeah.
I would put Mary
would
Page.
Leave, right?
I would walk out of the room to get away from the noise for 5 minutes so you could regroup. Like, what do you think? They're going to get out of the crib and pull a gun out of the drawer?
I would do that.
We're talking about a 4-month old.
Normal people would do it after the crying subsided, but I get it.
The safest place for a baby is in a crib.
Yeah. I hear
especially you. If you're right outside the door.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just picturing you doing it.
The other thing is, that's the
hell
other thing.
With this.
They're just like dogs in a lot of ways.
Whoa.
You leave them for 5 minutes and you come back in and comfort them.
Well,
and they start crying. You leave them for 10 minutes and you just build up the increments. I guess I do have a lot of advice, come to think of it.
Boy,
but nobody wants to take it.
Yeah.
So the hell with
I
you.
Wonder why.
Don't care.
But I got you. You got through it. You got
I don't understand why that's.
Girl.
I mean, what did you do? Knock your baby around when
no,
you got
when,
frustrated?
When I had that moment, yeah, I would turn on music and we would dance. And yeah. I would,
okay, like, well, it sounds like you had it all figured out. Good for you.
I liked the system I had.
Great.
But it wasn't perfect.
Right.
There were some trying times. Yeah.
I know this might be hard to hear, Steiny, but that was some really good advice.
Yeah, I guess I have it. Although Guru wouldn't take it.
I
so
didn't
like
the door closing.
Door slamming. How about that? I don't even, like, I think that's, I got to tell you.
I got a little jail feel to
it. I got to tell you, I think the way I handle that is about as healthy as you can handle
now,
it.
No, hey, who am I to judge, Steiny? You got it down.
Quick question for both of you before we get back into sports. How did you take care of yourself while you had the baby? Like catching up on sleep?
Nothing.
You
can't do anything unless they nap. When they nap, you can do something, but then you're usually so tired that you take a nap too.
No, Evan, I had a flask. I had to hit a corner. We're at home. I wasn't driving. Steiny, I would lose my mind.
So, you know.
Changing the diapers.
It's all fun and games. We're having fun. But you guys like really come down my road about this. And so I say, well, one of the things I know about parents with kids is they can get very frustrated. And that's when dangerous things happen, when the parent gets really frustrated.
Not about it.
So I would put my baby in the crib. Like I thought we're kind of, and then you're bringing up a flask. So I'm just, I'm a little concerned.
While they were napping, Evan. Dude, stop
it. Let me tell you, I like my method.
I got you, baby. I got you.
I'm not putting her in a crib and going down the street. I'm putting her in a crib and stepping outside the room for 5 minutes.
I did react like you were going down the street. Oh, man.
I'm out.
Maybe we'll get another chance, Steiny, at grandparenting.
That's not parenting.
That's the easy part.
Exactly.
You're the good police.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne from Stockton. I can't even remember what we were talking about.
Devers.
Before this.
Devers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's up with the homies?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Steiny, man. So I was listening, man, and you're throwing out a lot of numbers when it comes to Devers, except for the most important number, and that's winning percentage.
Okay.
Mm.
What about that number? What about the winning percentage since we traded for that guy? We were 10 games over, and we were squabbling up with the Dodgers like we normally do before the trade. And I want you to look at the numbers since the trade as far as winning percentage for the Giants, how many games under 500 they are. So I'm down to get him out of the Bay, man. I think Buster should have ate some contract and got him out of the Bay. Mm. There were some people that were trying to fleece him. He should have just got fleeced. You know, sometimes you got to eat crow and eat money. He could have got that done. So I really wanted Devers out of the Bay at the trade deadline, because he's the only guy without a no-trade clause anyway. And I tell you who else got to go. Vitello got to go, too. We talked about it the other day, Goo, and we're right, bro. Everybody else is wrong. All these Vitello backers, bro, they are the type of people who don't know when it's shaking time. They don't know when it's shaking time. They don't. They're the type to stay in a relationship 5 years too long and then cry about the 5 years they lost because they didn't have the backbone, the spine, the brain, or whatever, the business sense, what was required at the time, what was necessary. My last thought is this. You know, Buster got in his feelings. He's been in his feelings a lot this year, and I forget what game it was, but the next day, everybody was a fire sale. The next day, everybody, I want to trade everybody. He's way too early on that, bro. He showed his hand too early. This week, he said Vitello's coming back for sure. Once again, way too early, bro, because if this team finds its way to 100 losses, I don't know how Buster can honor that statement. Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, Dwayne, there's a ton of good stuff there. The least of which was one of which was the very one at the end. And I actually don't disagree with that one.
With Vitello?
Yeah, I do think it's a little too early to say, well, he's definitely back.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go 5-27 the season.
Yes, they could, man.
But here's the thing. I think here's one part we're missing about Devers. Yeah, they were 41-29 when he came. But they were 500 for 4 years. They weren't winning before Devers got here, and all of a sudden, they're losing. Here's the other thing about Devers, and I've been asking this question for a year and a half, because I don't know. Can it really be Devers? Can you really have started the year last year 41-29? And since that moment, you're 91-126. Like, if you say that's Rafi Devers, then move him. I don't know how you got Devers and got worse. I don't know. I'll say it again. How did you get Devers and get worse? I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I don't know how much of it is Devers and isn't Devers. I find it hard to believe that one guy playing like he's always played in Boston, putting up the numbers he pretty much put up in Boston, is that the reason, you know, hasn't been a reason they're winning.
You know, and it's easy for me to say that now, but yeah, that's a lot to do with it too. Their pitching is just, and that's on Buster. That's all on Buster. But yeah, it's not even just the whole enchilada with Devers. I'm just out, man. It's just, and you could say, Goo, you're speculating and whatnot, but you know, if we're going to lose 100 games or the possibility is there, miss me with, oh, what are we going to do if we don't have the 30 home runs and 80 RBIs? We'll still lose 100, you know?
Well, I mean, this is the way I look at it. Well, don't get, you know, if you go ahead and put together a great staff now and then just lose Devers. Mm. Okay, you just lost your best home. Like, now you're going to have a run problem. Or you might have a run problem. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, we're just talking about who's part of our young cores in the Bay, Giants, Niners, Warriors. Goo and I were talking about the Giants and, you know, what core players on the Giants, if any, would you build around? And, you know, the one thing we got to talk about when we even say build around is, if you're saying who would you build around, does that have to be a star?
Yeah.
Does it have to be a star? I mean, I'm looking at the Warriors right now, and with all due respect, it's like, okay, who are you building around? Well, I have a couple guys that I would, but that doesn't mean that I think they've got a one and a two already.
Gotcha.
Like, can you build around role players? Like, the Warriors may have to build, in the short term, they may have to build around role players till they can sign a free agent. You know, the Giants may have to, you know, build around some guys and make another big splash or two, and hopefully this one will work, or the ones will work.
Who did you have for the Warriors?
I have Lendeborg, Pajemski, and Moody/Richard. But again, like when we talk about this, that doesn't mean I think Lendeborg's going to be a star. Certainly doesn't mean I think Pajemski's going to be a star. And it doesn't mean I wouldn't trade him. But right now, those are the three best young players on the team. And the fastest way I could get the Warriors back to competitiveness would be for each of these three guys to get better in the next year. And then you bring in a player better than those three guys if you can. Maybe next year you're like, wow, Lendeborg can be a one. He can be the best player on a really good team. All right, then you're obviously building around Lendeborg. I think that's a lot to ask now. But like right now, to me, Lendeborg, you know, this is what's interesting. You could tell me to pound sand or not. Lendeborg hasn't played a game, but I'd probably build around him. Like, he's the most untradeable guy on the Warriors, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's why we love sports. Again, Stoney, everybody's excited at the possibilities. You look at his physique and just his pedigree and what he did in college and his position. I'm like, it's all setting up. If he holds up his end of the bargain, man, they may have something. So I get the excitement there. But the other three, I felt like you were – Pods, Richard, and Moody, like, that's just pretty much all their young players.
Exactly. I mean, if you get the three – no, I don't consider Pods part of the core. Like, yeah, I'm putting him on this list, but I'd trade him in a second I could.
So that's why I left him off.
Well, the only guy that I wouldn't trade right now probably is Lindeborg, because I don't know how good he's going to be.
Yeah, and I guess, Donnie, for me, he was the only one I had on the list. And
that's,
I guess,
fair.
The build is so strong, right? Like, what if Nahegan said, I want to build this station around said host? Then you got to really know he's in love with that host, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't just be, you know, because if it was just an average host and he was okay with them, I don't think he would use, I want to build around the average host. It's got to be somebody that you're in love.
The problem with the Warriors is they've got six average hosts. Man. And they, you know, we just hired a guy, Yaxel, who everyone's like, this guy's going to be better than,
man,
than fading Steinmetz Curry. This guy's going to be better than old Draymond Green. And then you go from there. Dave's in Santa Clara. What's up, Dave? Dave,
no,
I'm sorry, Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
My bad. That's my neck of the woods. Old neck of the woods.
Steve in Santa Rosa. I don't know how he got my name wrong, but don't matter.
His name's Chase, and he's on the hot seat.
My thing is the Giants. Yep. I don't have a problem with their lineup. The only one that I think it needs to go is Chapman. I don't like Chapman. He's overrated. And we haven't missed him since he's been gone hurt. The Giants' problem is their pitching staff.
Yep, yeah.
And pitching leagues, look what won the World Series last year. Pitching. Toronto, all they needed was a sacrifice fly, and they would have won the World Series, and the Dodgers pitchers put them down. That's where it's at. And we have no pitching. We got probably good pitchers. I think the real problem is who's coaching them.
Yeah.
The kid goes over to Milwaukee and turns into a superstar. What does that tell you? You know, we need better starters, and we really need a dynamite closer and some relief pitching. We don't have it. They got a 3-4, 5-run lead in the seventh inning. Relievers come in, they lose 10-5.
Mm.
I mean, it's that clear. I don't see how anybody, you know, and I don't know about the manager. I think he can hang with him for another year. But we got, and I think what they're doing now is they're holding auditions for next year.
Right.
Bringing up all these guys from the minors. But the big three that we expected everything from kind of fell on their face. I'll stick with Adames. I think he's good enough.
Right.
I'll stick with Devers. He's you know, he's come around. But Chapman never delivered. And he's the easiest strikeout with runners on in anybody that I've seen in the major leagues. High fastball. He still gets burned on it all the time. He hasn't improved. And I think he's kind of the cancer in that clubhouse. Mm. When he got on the other guy for missing the ball that he threw in the dirt, you know,
right.
That don't cut it. That don't cut it, you know. If I was on that team, if I played first base, if a third baseman did that to me, I'd take a swing at him. Dude, you want me to catch it? Throw it to where I can catch it.
Mm.
He made a lousy throw, and then he griped at the guy because he missed it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't – what does he do? What does he do with runners on? Nothing. He's dead weight.
Thanks, Dave. David Santa Rosa.
Yeah. And Adames is not the only one. Like, you're going to laugh at this, and it's fine, Stoney. Like, I've seen Devers in pressurized situations swing and miss and leave runners on. It seems like that's just infected the whole Giant lineup. And now as the season grows, you know, you look at the back of the baseball card, and he's going to land where he normally does. But, man, my eyes aren't lying to me. It's not just Adames. It's been this team all year long, like with guys in pressure situations, more times than not in the orange and black, somehow, you know, don't get it done.
I mean, to me, it's like if – and I'm not gonna stand by Devers, you know, till I die. Mm. I'm just saying that if you want to get rid of Devers and you don't think he's part of the core, it has to be because you think he doesn't want to be here, he's unhappy, right. He's a problem in the clubhouse. Because if you want to get rid of him because, well, he hasn't really done anything here in terms of hitting and fielding, I would say BS. He's actually been the same player here virtually than he was in Boston, which tells me that Buster Posey, he fooled Posey with the eye test. Because if we're disappointed and Devers is essentially who he's been, then that's on Posey. Now, if Posey's like, I didn't know he was an attitude problem,
right, no doubt.
That's on Posey too.
Yeah, right.
But so I'm just saying, yeah. If they move Posey, if they move Devers in the offseason, like,
there's no good in it. I'm not still gonna,
right, but I don't want to hear people say, oh, Devers stunk here, no. And he was good in Boston.
Well, no. They would be wrong.
He was the same player in Boston that he was in Boston.
And
so Buster, you know, Buster really, really messed up. Think about that. It's like he gets a player who does what he expected him to do, and now he's got to move him. Why? Well, because I don't know why. I don't know why they want to move him, because he didn't want to get pinch run for. Well, everybody on this team's done something that they should be ashamed of this year, whether it's Adamas, whether it's Chapman.
And what about the right on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, which, Stani, and it's your prerogative. You could say it. I really think it's a big deal. That moving forward, if there is no Devers trade, where is Bryce going to play first base? Like that, to me, that should supersede everything going on with the Giants. And that's even Devers being happy. But for Buster the other day to insinuate, he didn't even insinuate, he said it. They took calls on everybody. That means I think he's open to, and again, you're right on the premise of it was his heir, it was Buster's heir, but the bottom line is I think they're closer now to, and maybe they have been, I know there's no telling, to life without Devers is not going to, the roof's not going to fall, cave in, you know?
Well,
and what about Eldridge in that first base dilemma, which is, forget this year, but next year going forward, I got to believe they want Eldridge at first base.
I know, and it's like, this is what we always do. We're assuming Eldridge will be able to play first base. Like, we're assuming that.
He's well, I'm not, assuming he's getting the opportunity.
Okay, fine. But then with the opportunity, he may stink until he gets passable. Devers is already beyond. Devers is fine as a fielder at first base. Like, Eldridge has to improve to get to Devers. So it's like, you can give Eldridge the opportunity, and I get it. He's the young future, but that doesn't mean like, oh, he's going to get good at playing first base right away. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about who your core players are for the Giants, for the Warriors, for the 49ers. Who are you moving forward with on any of these teams? Is there anybody on these teams that you wouldn't trade? But who are you going into the next 3 or 4 years believing in and building around? 888-957-9570. Our football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Also, the Valkyries, they are back in action tonight after clinching a playoff spot. They take on the Minnesota Lynx at Valhalla tonight at 7 o'clock. You can listen right here on 95.7 The Game and on the free Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries for all the action.
I was at the Circa. Put me work.
This is on camera. They can hear you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We stink.
Speak for yourself.
We didn't ask Evan, how was his birthday celebration? The dinner? Did he get the steak? And how was the comedy show, E?
Also, what Guru end up getting you?
We're going to do that today. We got a date after.
Oh, good.
And then I'm going to the Valkyrie game.
He's not listening.
Oh, okay.
He's happy birthday. Happy belated birthday,
sorry,
my man.
I got you.
We asked how was the comedy show, and did you get that steak?
Oh, didn't get the steak. Went to House of Nan King right here over the block, but the comedy show was pretty damn funny.
Joey Coy?
That's Whittler's dude.
Please, no, this guy's on SNL. No, Michael Che, his one joke that I thought was pretty funny, it was more of a string of jokes, but he compared himself to his SNL co-host, Colin Jost, who was married to Scarlett Johansson, top billing actress in the world, and he kept talking about how their dating paths are so dissimilar, it's not even funny, despite the fact they have the exact same job in New York City.
Wow.
And how Scarlett will always want to invite Che over for dinners, like double dates.
Sure.
And the last thing that he will ever do is bring a date to Scarlett Johansson's house.
Wow. The beautiful. Beautiful, by the way. Sounds like he had a good night. And I'm getting...
I think of her more.
He asked, did I get you something,
talented.
And I'm getting you something after. If you know what I mean.
Well, you also don't have to. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going.
Yeah, Steiny's already turned us down.
It's a Wednesday, guys. Dude. You don't know by now. I don't know what to tell you.
That's pretty good.
We're talking about
life.
Who are part of the cores of these Giants, 49ers, and Warriors. We've had some good talk about Devers. Where does he fit? You know, the other thing is when I put this into context, when you're like, you know, who's your core, so who are you going to build around? Well, one of the reasons Devers is in my, yeah, I think you got to build around him category is because they can't move him.
Well, if they decided to go to the buffet
at the deadline,
and eat some bread.
They didn't move him at the deadline, and they wanted to. So if you can't move him, you got to find the things that he can do to help. And then, you know, when we talked about the Warriors, I think it's interesting. And I hope it's a sign of your growth. You didn't have Steph Curry in your core.
No, I didn't, Scotty. Okay. That's my guy.
All right.
The chef.
Okay. Now let's go to Fleet from Oakland.
Our guy.
Because he has a different Warriors core.
Oh.
We're talking about all three teams. What's up, Flea?
Okay. The Warriors core is Steph. What's going on, guys?
All right.
Before I get started, what's going on?
Hey.
And I got a question for you guys. And I got a specific question for both of you guys.
Oh, I love it.
The Warriors core is Steph, Porzingis, and Yaxel.
Hmm.
By All-Star break, Draymond Green will be traded. By All-Star break, he's going to be gone. And this is a question for you guys. When did you guys feel like I found my guy when it go between, as y'all being a team on the radio, when did you guys feel like that's my guy? Like, we make a great team.
Wow.
And that goes for both of you, Steiny and Gould. Yeah. How you guys feel when you said, oh, Steiny's my guy. We make a great team. When did y'all feel that?
Wow. That is, Flea, that's, wow. I'll let you go first. I know you're eager. You hate this stuff. I hate it. I love it.
What was the question?
When did you know we might have something?
Well, there were a couple times. There were a few times when I thought we had it, and then we lost it. And then we had it a little bit, and then we lost it for a long period of time. You know, we basically are, you know who we are? We're Devers. We hit about 244, 30 homers, 90 RBIs, which is exactly who we've been, just like Devers.
Devers has never had a limo waiting with Steinmetz and Johnson form.
He's getting
put up.
He's got his own driver.
Because of ratings. He ain't had that here.
Have we ever won the equivalent of a championship?
Yeah, we were number one in the market. No, so what
he
is
was
that?
Number one in the country. We were number one in Northern California Cowtown region.
Hey, it's the fourth largest market.
No, it's not.
That's in my bedroom. I got it written on the wall.
Yeah, we're
number
bigger
one
than
in
Dallas.
The market.
See, we're bigger than Dallas.
You don't cherish the wins.
No, and you don't look in the mirror and acknowledge what react. We're not the fourth largest market. Not even close.
All right, fifth.
Well, like ninth.
Steiner, give me eight more ahead of San Francisco.
Philly, New York,
Chicago,
Boston, Chicago,
okay.
Miami,
hey,
Philadelphia,
I wanna check
DC,
Miami,
LA,
DC.
Houston. They're all bigger than this little small town.
DC, Miami. No, that don't count. Anyway, Philly, I'll tell you when I knew.
We might not have been able to make it in any other market except this one. Don't you get it?
Tell me when I can
we
go.
We would be booed out of town in Philly.
I feel like I'm getting
you couldn't
Oscar
have handled
and you're
Philly.
Preventing me from reading my victory speech. Evan, you don't know this. You may. I think we've talked about it. There was a day that you had rotating guys doing the show with you.
Yeah.
And you were asked about, you know, and they were some talent. And I'll never forget. I owe you a lot, man. You were asked a question. And it was going, I would be in a week, somebody else would be in a week, somebody else would be a week. And you never said it to me, but I knew you had said it because the schedule had changed. And that's when I felt like I still had to work and deal with your crap, but I felt like we might have something.
Well, it wasn't like you beat out a lot of guys. There was only one other guy in the picture. And quite frankly, it was kind of a no-brainer.
You got a little cop to you.
Man, you know how to do it. Oh, please, man. Oh, my gosh. You are something to... So when did you know?
I never thought about it like that.
Fleet is awesome, man. That's what makes you you, man.
I think what have we been together, 9 years?
It's going on 10.
We've left a lot on the table. There's no doubt about it. Like, I don't think, like, for example, okay.
We've had four editions of our Dibs and Bonte.
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Remember I wrote down a few words for Purdy? Do they fit for the show?
Okay. Dude, I love this. All right, hold on.
Show's good. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's the show's
good.
It's
been great at times.
Show's solid. Okay, I use solid. Yeah, this one's going to be a problem. I called Purdy reliable. You think we've been reliable? I don't. I've missed a lot of time. I've had surgeries. I've been banged up a little.
And we've had Evan to fill in for with my
Well, if you were Mac Jones, that'd be one thing.
Okay, explain how we've been here 10 years in.
Because the market stinks. Because we have no competition. I mean, seriously.
That's why we had some real competition. But anyway, you're the greatest, man.
Okay,
you're the greatest.
Prepared?
I get it. Yeah.
Are we diligent? No. That's what I called Purdy.
But see, I don't like any of those.
I called Purdy savvy. Is this a savvy show? No.
How about this? Are we real? Are we authentic? That's what that's how I judge us.
Okay.
I listen to the other shows.
Yeah.
Our station's phenomenal. But I'm talking about in other markets. People love you, man. You can pick your nose and people would like it.
Yeah.
That's what you like. They like that's only I'm that's
just,
you.
I'm just saying. You just
don't demean us.
I'm not demeaning us, but we get buried in any other market.
Steiny, we wouldn't.
Buried.
I got people reaching out saying, hey, I'm listening to y'all.
You know what? Here, I'll challenge you.
Okay.
Go get another job in another market then.
Well,
I bet you can't. I'll bet you can't. You know why? Because radio's not respected out here. You got to go to a big boy to be a radio superstar. Yeah, you got to be in Philly. You
got
to be in New York.
They got love for
you gotta
me in
be
Pittsburgh.
In
LA. They got a little love for the goo in Pittsburgh.
I'm sure they do.
Daryl. But yeah.
Absolutely.
You didn't have a career.
Exactly.
You hated that question, Flea. Dude, I get you now more than ever. But no, seriously, Stoney.
What would you think is your key to your success? Well, I don't think I had a lot of success. First of all, and I'd got to credit the market for being so soft.
See, please. We got legends out here.
We got nobody
Radnich,
out here.
Papa.
That was 15 years ago.
Pete Franklin?
Right. They're not us. We're not in those guys' categories.
I'm not saying we are.
Okay. Well, then we haven't.
But we're.
Then we've left stuff on the table. No. We're not as good as Radnich.
We're Bay
not
Air,
as good
we're
as
part
Papa.
Of Bay Area.
Not as good
radio.
As Pete Franklin. Not
those
as good as
legends.
Tolbert. Not as good as Barbieri. Yeah. Don't you get it?
No, I got it.
We're not even on the Bay Area Mount Rushmore.
You're underselling this, but we're not better than any of those you mean.
No, in 3 days after we're off the air.
That I'll give you.
Okay. Legends.
I didn't use legends. You got more fans than you realize, bud. That's what I'm saying to you. And just own it. It's okay. And I know what you're doing.
Right.
God, it's like we win an award and he goes up and tells the people, we don't deserve this. Evan, that's what he's doing.
Why is it so hard?
The market's so weak.
To look yourself in the mirror and be honest. That's not you.
I do it every day.
People. It's okay to acknowledge your flaws.
No
doubt.
And
it's okay to say, I'm not the best at everything.
I think we do that together.
No, you... You never miss an opportunity to bring up the ratings.
Well,
you like to draw attention to ourselves. I don't like that.
And that's what I, you know, and I like it because you don't like it. But sometimes you like when I do it.
I actually don't. Let's go to Ben from Hayward. Man. Ben's stuck on the Giants hitting.
Okay.
What's up, Ben?
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, I don't care what you say. I love you guys.
Thank you.
There you go, B.
Appreciate it.
Hey, just real quick, you know, if you want to keep it, if we have to keep Devers, we build with him. We don't build around him. I mean,
that's great. I love it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And you know, one guy gave a pass to Adames. He's batting 224. The Chapman's 235. You have to figure out a way to get rid of them and start over, because all this talk about pitching. Yeah, of course we need pitching, but they don't score. They didn't score last year. They don't really score this year. So, you know, you got to start over. This whole business of keeping those two guys, oh, my God. You got to figure out a way, because it's not going to work. It didn't work last year. It didn't work this year. And the thing about Devers, yeah, he's got his numbers now,
mm-hmm.
but what was he doing?
I'm with you, man.
What was he doing in the beginning of the year when they really needed him?
He's a slow starter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and look what it got us, right?
Yep.
I'm just saying, if you have to keep him, okay. But the other two guys, oh, my God, no. You got to figure out a way. To get rid of.
I feel like Buster's trying, man. I really do, Stoney. We'll never. Well, he did. He told us. He. They were listening to any and everything. And I'm just looking at Adames, and I got caught up with what he was doing in Milwaukee with the power. Stoney, he's never been an all-star, but okay, forget the bat. And I know a lot of people can't. But man, he is not a slick fielding shortstop. I'm looking at his body. I'm like, man, dude, what?
So
like,
was he a slick fielding shortstop, or did Buster Posey? Like, here's another guy, Adames. The numbers, yeah, the batting average has dropped.
Yeah.
But, like, Adames has been 83% of who he's been. Yeah. And Chapman's been, outside the injury, not kind of like Chapman.
But he was Bo Mel's guy, I thought, you know?
The point is that Buster Posey acquired three guys. And obviously, Chapman was here. And he said, we got a very good core. And they are a mediocre core.
No doubt.
That's the bottom line.
And will you admit to the caller's point, because he was on it, I don't want to take, you know, I was the biggest Devers fan. But, Stoney, I'm all the way out, personal stuff, what have you. But you got to admit, he's putting lipstick on a pig, because early on when it was, he wasn't getting it done along with his teammates.
He's a slow starter.
Yeah, got
period. End of story.
Yeah, but you came down Clay's road the year he ended up damn near 40%. You're like, Goo, you can't tell me. Yeah, it's 40. But there was some turbulence along the way. That's how I feel about Ralphie, where he's at.
The difference, Clay Thompson's a notorious slow starter. Devers is a notorious slow starter. But, yes, Clay didn't have a great year when he shot 39.9%. But at the end of the year,
40.
The number... Right. But, I mean...
You fought me on it, though. Like, Goo, you know, like, hey, Goo, I get his 40, but...
I know you're going to say there's a cop-out, but I think baseball's different with the numbers.
Well, I'm mad at you.
I just do. I mean, like, if in baseball you have... You know, 90 games where you go 0-for-4 and you strike out four times.
Right.
That's unrealistic. But that does mean 70 games you're going to hit. Like, it takes, if you have one bad game in basketball, like a really bad game, you can get it all right back in the next game or two. like if you make some threes. But like the thing with Devers is I don't know what we expected from him except who he was in Boston, and he's not that different from him.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you saying, and I'm asking you the question, if Posey goes shopping on the pitcher aisle and bullpen aisle in the baseball Walmart, and you don't trade Dever and Adames, Chapman heals, you got Jung-Hoo Lee Schmidt coming back, Eldridge, do you think this team could then compete?
No. Like, what if we have, if we found, and listen, I'm not, you're going to say, well, you just said Devers is great. I'm not saying Devers is great, but now we've seen this core, Devers, Adames, Chapman. Buster Posey thought that was a really good core.
So did I.
They're not. Yeah. They're mediocre or below average as a core. So how can that not be on Posey? He acquired three guys that he thought could lead this team to success. They're worse than we thought.
So, Stoney, what can you realistically do?
That's my point.
Move on from the core if you could move some of those guys or decide to eat money.
I don't know what you do. You made these mistakes over 2 or 3 years. You can't just snap your finger and it's over. The bottom line is, say whatever you want. Devers, Adames, and Chapman are essentially all doing pretty much what they've done their entire careers. And Posey thought that was going to be good enough for that to be a successful core. And what we found is over the last year and a half to 2 years, they're not, that's a below average core. So, like, what did he think? Did he think they were better on the field than they were on paper? Did he think the players around those three should have been way better because they would have helped those three guys more? I mean, and here's the other thing. This is where you got to count me out. Like, don't.
New addition.
I'm not coming into next year being like, you know, well, Devers is going to give you 35 and 85, and Adames is going to play, and he's going to do it. Like, we've already seen it 2 years in a row. They're not good enough doing what they've always done. You know why? Because when they were on good teams, they were like the fifth best player on their good teams. Even Devers, right? That team was loaded.
Yeah, but well, he now was a top three player on that World Series team.
Okay,
to me,
top three? That's fine. Now he's got to be the best. And he's not hitting 38 homers like he did in Boston.
But do you give any credence to the fact that the stuff that you do in the clubhouse, if I'm right, or if you're a cancer or guys don't like you,
you wouldn't let me get away with this.
It matters though, right?
Absolutely, but you wouldn't let me get away with it. You like, I'm just saying, you're right. If he's a clubhouse cancer, he's got to go. But if I was like, goo, come on. Like when I say something like, I don't think Devers respects Vitello. We can't say that, Steiny. It's like, okay. But I do believe it, and you believe that Devers is a cancer.
Right.
I don't believe Devers is a cancer.
Oh, man.
I think Devers is like, just let him alone. Just let him alone.
But even that.
Especially a guy like Vitello.
Yeah.
I mean, does Rafi Devers have to be managed? No, just put him out there 158 games and let him hit his 33 homers.
You're not going to like this. I got Eldridge in my core. I'm taking Chappie out, and I don't think I'd. So he's got to get first base. So something's got to be done this offseason if Devers goes nowhere. But now if you're Buster, don't you think he's trying to move him? Like
he tried to move him at the deadline.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
So for the people in the back that are telling me don't get accustomed to or don't think about Eldridge being the first baseman come April next baseball season. I'll take that bet.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if Devers is off the team next year and Eldridge is your full-time first baseman, can you acknowledge that perhaps for the next year or two, you've gotten worse at first base? Unless Eldridge hits 35 next year.
All right.
Because he can't field a lick.
Let's just say for this discussion, I give you that at first base. But what about the team component? Are we still losing 80 or 90?
Well,
I'm not blaming
Devers for this team stinking. Like,
but how do we put – okay. Then how does the team inherit this talent? Because that's what we'll call Adames.
Well, I disagree.
Chapman and Devers.
Like, stop saying –
But you're the guy that gives me the talented records.
Like, stop. Just quit trying – like – Stop.
We've had baseball aficionados on these airwaves say the Giants might have action after they pulled off this trade.
That was 1 week ago. That was 1 week into the season.
No, I'm just talking about the reaction after the trade. It was there.
Okay, great. Everybody's wrong, including Buster Posey.
Yeah, but who knows why?
I'm
going to
credit this guy right here. Right there. Evan Giddings. The day they got Devers, he said, they need more than Devers. Yeah. One guy's not going to make a difference on this team. Victory lap for Evan. Yeah. And he was right.
Thank you, D.
Like, yeah, I mean, I kind of want it.
Well, you got it.
It's 30 games below 500. I didn't think that was going to happen.
No, nobody did.
Now, I appreciate that. Like, that's right. They needed more, but not this bad.
It is one of the most confounding things in Bay Area sports in recent years.
And the thing is, it continues if we don't find out why.
Well, you seem to know why.
No, I don't. I thought it was the manager. I thought, Bob Melvin's dead, man. They need a guy. They need a youngster. And that's why I was pro-Tony.
No, but listen. Nobody, when they got Devers, was saying, what a terrible move.
Nobody. The other way.
Like, okay, great. We were all wrong. I thought it was going to, like,
they were 81-81. I'm not saying that's the playoffs.
Right.
They weren't this bad.
So why should they have gotten better? Their pitching stinks. It got so much worse. They have no pitching. Like, none zero. All right. Hey, that segment, 888-957-9570. That segment was sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. You're going to love the way Cache Creek Casino Resort feels. Every escape there will feel a little more extraordinary. Every getaway, a chance to make the moment yours. Everything at Cache Creek Casino Resort will feel wonderful. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort. And as you know, something big is coming on September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and all-day celebration built for sports fans. The countdown has begun, and all roads lead to Game Day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means California, Texas, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, all 50 states. One app, every sport. DraftKings Game Day is yours. So remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of a new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. Get pumped and get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code 957THEGAME. Spend $5 to get $150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 957THEGAME. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim issued in non-withdrawable predictions dollars that expire in a year. Ends August 23rd. Terms dkng.co/predictions promo. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and free-to-play sports contest availability. It varies by state.